We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to Talking Halos. This is Derek C. Paul with my co-host, my partners in crime, Jared Timms and Negative Nate Green. Oh, and we're here for another fantastic flipping episode of the show. And of course, with the news hitting today, an article hit that it looks like Shohei Ohtani could be a $500 million man. And I think this may be a flowing one. So right away, before we even, and this is for our audio listeners, before we even get into it, we're going to do this early. Check out our sponsors.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, so $500 million. All right, guys. Do the Angels pay $500 million? Jared, do they?
Do the Angels? Maybe. Depends on who's owning the team, depending on where he's from. Does Jared pay $500 million? No. Sorry, I can't do it. Cannot do it, especially with who the Angels have on the books right now. And looking at age of what a $500 million contract puts at some people at, not just Shohei Ohtani, but Mike Trout, Anthony Rendon, you know, those type of guys down the road and where those guys end up playing. There's a lot that goes into it. I'm not paying him $500 million. That's just me. I don't think he gets $500 million, but dude, it wouldn't surprise me. This guy's unbelievable. I mean, that's all I have to say, but no, I wouldn't. Do I think the Angels will? I think the Angels are going to try to do anything they can to get him to come back. So, yeah.
Nate, I don't know what to think here.
I agree with this one. I agree with Jared that the Angels are probably going to do whatever they can to get him back. But I don't see any team going to 500. I think it just absolutely hand ties you when it comes to not the salary cap, but the luxury tax. And so when you're looking at that, you're looking at really, and if you're really honest with yourselves, there's probably only about 4 to 5 teams, maybe a 6th team that runs in there that is really truly in the Shohei Ohtani sweepstakes. Like, yes, I'm sure all 30 teams are going to reach out to Ohtani's agent and say, like, hey, what's the number? But you're really going to have like six teams. You're going to have the Angels, the Dodgers. You're going to have the Yankees. You're going to have the Mets. And then maybe the Mariners or Red Sox or Braves. Padres. Like Padres, yeah. Depending on what happens with Machado.
Padres today, yeah.
And who knows? Maybe they extend Soto and Machado, and then they kind of bow out of that. But so you're really looking at about 6 teams, and all of those teams are already super, super high when it comes to the luxury tax. The Mets are at a all-time high in Major League Baseball, so I don't think they go that high. It's really –
You don't think Cohen – Really don't think
I don't think he goes that high. I think, like, yes, everyone thinks that he will just go to an absurd amount of money to win this thing and to do whatever it takes. But I think there's going to be a time, and it could happen this year, where if they don't win enough games with how much money they spend, he kind of just has to look at everyone and be like, yeah, throwing money at things doesn't work. Like, it helps, but it doesn't solve the problem of winning a World Series. So yeah, I just think that 500 is a lot of money. You're probably gonna have to go 12 years, which puts him at 41, maybe 41, I believe, would be where he ends his career if you give him a 12-year deal, and that would put him around $41 million a year, which is a lot of money to give to one player. I know he's an extraordinary player and a different type of player. We've never seen this on the free agent market, but it's just. It's a lot of money to give out. $500 million is a lot of money for 12 years. Like, to be paying, like, could you imagine? We hated the Albert Pujols contract at $30 million. Could you, especially the last 3 or 4 years, could you imagine Shohei Ohtani the last 3 or 4 years, not even an Angel standpoint, just anyone's standpoint, and you're paying a guy $41 million and he's not the same guy? That's always the thing that runs in the back head.
Does the Angels not winning the last 6, 7, whatever years change that for you, for anybody here? I mean, when you think about it, like, if the Angels have been winning at all, it's like,
here's the thing, and I'm glad you asked that question, and I've been kind of pondering the Ohtani thing, and we've talked about this ad nauseum, but more you hear about the numbers, you know, I think he does become a $500 million man. I think it goes along the lines of a contract that Nate's talking about. And because of that kind of contract, you know, there are little things about Shohei that I won't say we forget about it, because you can't forget about it if you're an Angels fan, but they kind of move to the back of your mind. Like, how about this? For much of his career, he's been injury prone. He's had 2 good years, 2 healthy years, but don't tell me every time he goes to the mound, we're all sitting here with our fingers crossed saying, not today, not today, not today. I do that.
You're hoping it's a blister when he's
one TJ away from being a DH only, and then you're paying 11 years, $45 million for a DH
for a very good hitter, but not a great hitter.
It's Nelson Cruz. Would you pay $45 million over 12 years for Nelson Cruz?
No.
In his prime, no. By the way, like, not Nelson Cruz now.
So yes. I just look at that and I think, here's the deal. You know, the Angels are – I like a lot of what they're doing organizationally. I like some of the movements they're making in the minors. I'm confident in Jared's analysis of recent things like international signings. Could go in – so read his stuff on our website. I'm confident in all those things. But if you want to compete long-term, I keep coming back to it. And the thing that pops in my mind, I don't think the Angels can pay this kind of money and be able to do everything else they need to do. And so I'm actually the extremist here. I'm like, F this, man. Just because, let's be honest, the team they put together, I think they can win a fair amount of games this year, but they're not winning a World Series. They're not.
That didn't come out of my mouth, people. Just remember,
Derek. They're just... Listen, I'm not trying. No, listen. I think they can win.
I know.
I think they can win. I think they are a better team than last year. They're a deeper team than last year. But you're also playing the same division as the AL West. By the way, World Series champs. You have a Seattle team which is young, hungry, and very good. Texas got better. Oakland will get better because that's what they do. They unload then reload. So here you have an Angels team which is trying to do a lot of those same things. And I know I'm being a little long-winded here, but I look at Mike Trout and I see his contract, and I look at, you know, Shohei Ohtani and I see his contract, and I think mid-season they can get some serious bank in terms of prospects for these guys, and you never know, you might be able to bring them back in the offseason depending on how things work out. Some teams won't do that. Some teams we sign and trade kind of thing, but you know, if I keep thinking this team is going to be probably maybe 5 to 8 games above 500 come All-Star break, come trade deadline. Maybe. What do you do then? You're not winning a World Series. You're going to go to the playoffs, and you're going to lose everything. And that's what comes to my mind. This kind of contract is going to happen because somebody is going to want to pay for the name. And that name, that team, by the way, is the Dodgers.
It probably is. I think you see what they've done this offseason. They've really tried hard to get under the luxury tax and reset the threshold so they become first-time offenders in 2024. That's what they call them. First-time offenders in 2024. And so they're going to get to redo everything when it comes to the tax that they're going to have to pay. But just for fun to think about this way, Aaron Judge signed a 9-year, $360 million contract.
He's going to want more. He's going to want more. He's going to want more than that. It's going to be a bigger contract. It's going to be a longer contract.
It should be more, but how far? Like what? That's $140 million more. How many years are you going to go with
that?
It's
going to be by year, though. So it's going to average. So you put the max number, it's going to be a lot more. But when you break it down by year, it's going to be something that's more in line with what a player of his caliber should make. And that's the big concern. You know, a $500 million contract, when you break it down by years, especially if you add 3 more years on, it looks a little bit more doable for somebody. But by the way, there's one team you didn't mention, I think you probably should, and that's the Cubs. They've been sitting there flushing salary for a while now, and he would do really well in Wrigley Field.
I don't know if he goes to Wrigley, but they could be in the mix, yes.
I mean, I'm just saying that would be kind of like the dark horse.
That could be. You know,
they've been very low-key rebuilding things very quietly, and that's a division that's winnable very quickly. I mean, I'm just saying that's a dark horse for me, the Cubs.
Yeah,
and if I'm the Angels and I'm at that place, I'm moving him and I'm getting him. I'm shipping him elsewhere besides Los Angeles.
I don't think it really matters where you ship him. Honestly, like, yeah, yes, we really don't want to send him to the Dodgers, but if the Dodgers are going to give us the best package, why would you take a lesser package just so he doesn't go to a team that you only see one time a year?
But I don't think the Dodgers.
The Dodgers have the best package to give.
I don't know that they will.
I think they have the best package of players right now, major league ready right now talent.
Jared?
I think in July there are 29 teams that can get him. You know, I think even like you look at, I think the Angels could even trade for him, if that makes sense. Like with what the Angels have, they could in July, and you're still owing him $14 million for the rest of the season. You're still owing you. And you only get half a year of him. Granted, you get that like, you know, half a year to negotiate with him too. I think 29 other teams, 30 teams technically would be able to trade for him with the package, you know, that anybody can give. But when you
Boston doesn't have enough. Like you look at some of the Boston doesn't have enough. You look at some of these teams and like there are teams that don't have enough to go get this guy. And like
There's teams that aren't going to go get him in July either. Like you think Oakland's going to go push for? Like
no, Oakland's not going to go push for him.
There's going to be teams that aren't going to push for him. So yes,
I mean, I mean, part of me relishes the idea of trading the Dodgers, because they'll go get him for 12 years or whatever, and then you'll take a whole lot of talent out of that Dodgers organization. That would be nice to do.
And the best thing about the Dodgers is the Dodgers have young major league ready talent, like a Bobby Miller who could be in the big leagues right now. They have a Gavin Lux who is major league ready right now. They have Miguel Vargas who is major league ready right now. Like, that's the one thing that you love about the Dodgers system, that it's all guys that are like ready to make an impact. So that way we don't have to wait 3 or 4 years if we keep Mike Trout. And now Mike Trout is waiting until he's 35, 36 before the team is competitive. Because if you make trades for prospects and things like that, it could be 2 or 3 years before some of these guys are ready. Where the Dodgers, at least most of those guys, you're ready to compete. You can throw those guys into the lineup day one and be ready to compete the rest of the year, and then reset everything and go at it in 2024 if the Angels don't make the playoffs.
Regardless, I do have a question to kind of, you know, move this forward a little bit.
Well, I'm wanting to hear more from you on that. I mean, we've been talking this through, but I'm wanting to hear more because you know these minor leagues is better than both of us do. So I'm wanting more of your thoughts on that. And by the way, before we go there, because you look like you have something, all the folks are like, oh, these guys are talking about this again. Listen, you know, I am not really a pro Shohei guy, get him out kind of person. I'm just looking at the tea leaves and going, this isn't looking good for keeping him. And if it's not looking good for keeping him, they're going to move him, and they should. That's realistic. Like, if they don't think they can sign him and the team's not truly a World Series contender, they can't keep him. They would be dishonoring the future of the franchise by holding on to him for half a season more when they can get some talent in for him, because they'll get nothing but draft picks for him if they let him go in free agency. That's it.
Jared. One draft pick, by the way, you get for him.
One.
You get a compy late 30th, 31st, whatever you want to get, whatever they end up giving him. Number one, you look at extending Shohei Ohtani, and I know we've said this in the past. You look at the injury history, you already said that. He hasn't been the healthiest of players, which scares you down the road, as always has, always will. You know, we've even said about Mike Trout injuries down the road, that scares us. You know, Anthony Rendon down the road, you have the injury history now. It scares you a little bit as you get older. You know, you lose a step. If Shohei Ohtani could play 3 days out of the week at a position, he would fit the Angels a lot better, because you need a DH long term. And what I mean by that is that you need to be able to let Mike Trout DH down the road a lot. You need Rendon to DH down the road a lot. You're going to have an everyday DH now for the next 12 years. That is very worrisome to me, especially like you said, if he has another Tommy John, he's out another 2 years, and you know, then he's another Tommy John away from never pitching again. You know,
he might not even pitch again after two TJs. Like, he could be done pitching wise.
Very tough, very, very tough. When it comes to the prospects, I think that any team that is going to be in the mix is going to be able to afford him. Boston, I don't think, is in the mix. And you know, you look
you
at
said
it.
You said all 30 teams would be in the mix. So don't
you could. I mean, you could. Boston could be in the. I mean, Boston has pieces to make a trade like that. The Angels have pieces to make a trade like that. You're emptying out the farm system, but you have the pieces. Dodgers, you don't have to give up nearly as much as another team would. You look at the Dodgers, and I don't think it would cost. See, okay, so if you go on to, and I like to look at baseball trade values, and just to get a good feel for where players are value-wise, you can't put a value on Shohei Ohtani. I know that sounds really, really weird, but you can't put a player value on Shohei Ohtani, because not only does he pitch, not only does he hit, and this goes for an extension or any type of contract down the road, he does both those things. He brings in all of Japan, too. He brings in that money. Like, I think that's what people forget. Like, Shohei Ohtani is worth $25 million as a hitter, right? You'd pay a Shohei Ohtani-type player $25 million a year, correct? As a hitter? 20 to 25, 20 to 25, 18. That's fair.
18 for a DH only.
As a pitcher, you are paying him what Gerrit Cole got.
30
million. So that equals a good chunk. What does that equal?
48
million a year plus what he brings in. And this is kind of where I wanted to bring the contract in, plus what he brings in from Japan and around the world, because he is an international figure. He is unbelievable. So you cannot, you don't just value him as a player. You value him as what he brings to the, ball club. I mean, you've seen what the Angels have transformed into stadium wise. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's like Ichiro. It's like when Ichiro was in Seattle, that's kind of how it rolls. And it's, like I said, I don't know how to value a trade. I don't know how to value a free agent contract. He could get 50 million a year without a doubt. He could get more than that. He's probably worth 70 million a year, you know, over a 10 year span. Is the team going to give that to him? No, because no team's that crazy. Maybe Steve Cohen. I don't know. But like I said, it's so difficult to try to figure out. I think a Shohei Ohtani trade in July, which I think we're going to be talking a lot about when it comes to July. And I will be surprised if he is in an Angels uniform come August, what, 1st, 2nd, whenever that trade deadline is. I'd be very surprised if he is in Angels uniform. I think it starts with at least one major league ready pitcher. I think it starts with at least one major league ready offensive piece. And then you go down and you get at least another top five prospect in the system, if not, and then probably another piece that you can build on. So at least four players, two of them being major league ready. And I think you can look around the league, and I think you can find that in most places where a contender is going to be. I mean, I look at Baltimore. I think that Baltimore in the free agent market for Shohei Ohtani makes a hell of a lot of sense. They didn't spend any money this offseason, and they have the least expensive team out there. They're not spending their money at all.
Oh my gosh. And you make a great point. And to me, they're a dark horse to sign him.
100%. Like, when you look at the team that they have,
we don't talk,
like, well, because that team is built for Shohei Ohtani right now.
That's a fun team. Is built for Shohei Ohtani. That porch.
There you go.
Oh my gosh. The warehouse.
Baltimore,
he would wreck that place. And
it's not a big market. It's not a big market.
Don't be surprised if Baltimore goes and gets him. I didn't even think about that. I would label Baltimore as a serious dark horse for them to put him, the team around him.
And that's exactly why I'm not counting any team out in the free agent sweepstakes. Because you look at even Oakland, who's probably going to be moving here really soon, right? And is going to be getting a lot more money wherever they go. If they go to Vegas, like Shohei Ohtani in Las Vegas would be a lot of fun, right? I mean, like, that makes
3 years down the road, though, man.
Still, like, I mean, you got to be thinking about that. I think that
makes a lot of sense. He's not going to Oakland.
You never know.
And I can't get on board with the Baltimore thing either, because Baltimore's owner is the closest thing to Artie Moreno there is. And perfect. Artie Moreno has, like, that layer that – I don't know. I feel like the Baltimore owner's been burned too many times by bad contracts that he will not
– Well, no, this is – Peter Angels is not running that team like he was before. He's got other people running now. So it's a different leadership team. And I would – 10 years ago, I'd agree with you. But, you know, with – I mean, can you name a better fit to jump in there right away than Shohei Ohtani in terms of style with ballpark? I can't think.
I mean, Shohei Ohtani fits in 30
Yankee Stadium. Yeah, but the best team.
I mean, I'm not talking about team. I'm talking about ballpark itself.
Yankee Stadium.
That warehouse out there, perfect for him as a hitter. Perfect.
Fenway would be fun with Shohei too.
Fenway would be good too.
That's fun.
Yankee Stadium, him hitting those 205-foot homers in right field.
We're getting short on time here. Before we go, I got this in the mail today. I don't know how you feel about these guys, but I got this in the mail today. That's right. I go and I read. This is the black book for Fantasy Baseball 2023. We're getting ready. The Yahoo League's open in a couple weeks. So if you want to play fantasy baseball with the guys here, email TalkinHalos@gmail.com or send a message to the Talkin' Halos Twitter account with your email address and name. That's all we need. It could be an email address just for fantasy baseball. We're not going to put you on some kind of mailing list or anything like that. That's a different story if Jared ever wants to make one of those things up for the website. But for fantasy baseball, if you want to be part of it, and one more thing, let us know. Do you want to be head-to-head, a head-to-head league, or do you want like a rotisserie or points league? Let us know what your preferences are, because we're going to run a lot of leagues this year. We're going to win a lot of leagues this year if we have enough teams to do it. So, I don't know. You guys getting excited about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been talking a lot of shit on here. So,
I mean, dude, I got to be honest. I've been playing a ton of fantasy hockey just to keep me busy until fantasy baseball comes. Like, I'm serious. I'm having my best year ever for fantasy baseball. I mean, it starts fantasy hockey. Like, for real. Not even close. All because I'm sitting here just ready for fantasy baseball. So, if you want to try and beat one of us, or all of us, again, one more time, email talkinghalos@gmail.com with your name and a good email address for fantasy baseball, and or you send it to Twitter.
Get on that list early, because once we post it on Twitter and once I retweet it, people will join. I promise you that. So if you want to join, join now. Get on the list early.
So I don't know. How many leagues are you going to play this year?
One.
One, that's it?
130 team league. I'm kidding. I don't know.
We're good. I'm in one with some buddies from back in the day, and then I'll be in this one. So that would be two.
So you're into two leagues. You're going to do one league. That's it. You're going to have me run the rest of the leagues? Nuh-uh. No, no. You guys got to run a couple leagues. We had four a couple years ago, and we stopped trying to get people in there because of the pandemic.
Four leagues? That would be like all of us take a league.
Yep.
Had four leagues. I was so busy during the pandemic that I didn't even I didn't even pay attention to one of my leagues that I wanted anyways. This year, it's on. Four leagues, we'll probably get. How many think we'll get?
40 people.
How many?
40.
You think we'll get 40 leagues? Think
400 people. No, how many people?
He said I said 40 people.
So four leagues, 40 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's go for 100. 100 fans. Wow. Think we should. Hey, you guys think we should do a trade? Think we should do a trophy?
We good? Definitely good.
How about this? For everyone, the leagues in the final of each league, we also see numbers wise who would have won overall, and that person gets a trophy. We'll send them a trophy.
So you don't want to play me, man. I'm very good at this.
Bring it, man. Bring it. Bring it. Great. You should be good at it. If you weren't good at it, let's be serious. If you weren't good at it, we'd all make fun of you, Mr. Baseball Expert here with all the farm leagues or anything. Like, honestly, if you sucked at this, we'd be like, dude, like, I ain't listening to Jared for anything.
That's fair.
You better be good at it. Now, note, don't expect one of us in every league, because then that would take up three out of the 10 slots. So, probably see me running a league here, Jared running a league there. We'll probably be in one together just for talking trash. We'll see. Again, one last time. TalkingHalos@gmail.com or sent to our Twitter @TalkingHalos. Any closing thoughts, guys?
Let's just get to baseball season, man. Yeah, I'm ready for spring training to get here. I cannot wait to see Team USA play and then get to the Angels. Like, this is going to be a fun spring training.
All right.
Baseball.
Baseball. Just baseball. I'm ready. I'm ready for more talk. We'll see what happens. You know, last time I talked like this was Mike Trout. It was Mike Trout, and I wrote an article about it saying trade him. And a week later, he signed a long extension. That was the last time. We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
All right, folks. Follow us on Twitter @TalkingHalos. Follow Nate Green 34. Am I right?
Nope.
Jared_Timms. Follow me on Twitter, although I barely retweet anymore. I'm too busy. But you can also check out the website. We got guys writing. Yeah, apparently things are going pretty well. Would you say so, Jared?
Yeah, we're crushing it on there. Check us out. Check us out.
Say it nice and loud. What's the website name?
TalkingHalos.com.
All right. In the meantime, we're out of here. Have a great one.